Hello, this is Lindley, and welcome to English for International Students, Episode 12. Today, Elizabeth and I will be sharing some of our thoughts and experiences with job interviews. Next week, we'll hear from a real expert on the matter, Donna Schrader, who works with Texas Tech University Career Center. You'll hear from her on preparing your resume or a CV. But before that, Elizabeth and I decided we would share some of our experiences with interviews in the States. So just to get started, Elizabeth, let's talk a little bit about how American interviewers are expecting people to present themselves.
Right. So typically American interviewers are really big on first impressions, mm-hmm. and appearances are a big part of that. With interviews, you're typically expected to dress professionally, depending on the job you're applying for, really.
Yeah, so clothing, I feel like most people have a good idea about, and then hair as well for guys and girls should just be kempt, so it shouldn't look crazy or messy or, it should just look tidy, taken care of. Oh, and then another thing, this is something that I think, I'm not sure across cultures, but I feel like it's a bigger deal in the U.S. than in some places. But for guys, their nails should be short.
Yeah.
For the most part, very little of the white part showing above the mm-hmm. nail. Guys keep their nails pretty short.
Right.
Here. Yeah. And then there's also maybe like personal smell. So what if you eat right before you go to an interview? What do you do?
Yeah. For me, I will typically not cook right before, or if I do, I will definitely wear a different set of clothes. And then usually I will have a mint before going in to an interview or even brush my teeth, but definitely check my clothes to try to avoid cooking right before if I can.
Yeah, I feel like Americans are pretty sensitive to food smells. If people smell of garlic or smell of a particular spice, people perceive that as being unclean, even though it's that person probably practices the same hygiene practices, mm-hmm. but yeah. But also I feel like Americans don't like a ton of cologne and perfume compared to some cultures. So you can't just take the approach, I'll cover up mm-hmm. anything with tons of cologne or perfume. Okay. So that's kind of personal appearance. How do you want to present yourself overall, just personality wise?
Personality wise, I think it's important to, represent yourself in a good way, but still be appropriate for the context that you're in, mm-hmm. thinking about being confident and also balancing that with humility. So being sure of the skills that you're bringing, but you want to speak about them in a way that isn't really proud or arrogant, because that can be a big turnoff for interviewers, maybe even offensive for some people. Mm-hmm. So really balancing out the way that you present the skills that you have, because you do have good skills and good experiences that you bring to a job, but the way you present them is really important. Do you have any suggestions on how to?
Yeah, I would say confidence is sometimes, I would say with confidence, don't so much present your confidence with your words, but with other aspects of your self-presentation. Mm-hmm. So for instance, when you shake hands, if you walk into an interview, if it's firm and confident, if you make a lot of eye contact and practice active listening skills, like as they're speaking, you're nodding, you're looking, you're leaning forward, mm-hmm. You're not shrinking back. And there's a really good TED Talk about this specific body language thing. So we'll put that on our website. And it even talks about how body language helps you actually feel more confident. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that fake it until you make it mm-hmm. idea. So if you act confident, you will give that impression. And I would say, in addition to the confidence thing, friendliness kind of comes along with it. If you are likable in general, then that makes a good impression on an interviewer. And I think for Americans, likability would include being friendly. So mm-hmm. smiling, maybe even making some polite conversation when you are walking from wherever you were waiting for the interview back to a conference room or an office, you know, saying things like about the weather, or this or that. But friendliness, I think, is still pretty surface level. So it wouldn't be a good idea to be too personal or to like mm-hmm. try to make a personal connection. Right. What are some things that should be avoided in that light?
Yeah, that's a good question. So while you want it to be, you want to be open and friendly, you want to avoid sharing maybe negative things that you might have, or complaining like, oh, the traffic was really bad getting here, or even talking negatively about your previous job may be a little off-putting. Mm-hmm. So while you want to be friendly and open, you want to do that in a positive way and sharing, just basically not complaining is a big thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So you want to come off as pretty positive and optimistic in general. Those are seen as good traits. But then also, even if you're, if you want to connect with people, I think you want to avoid asking too many personal questions.
Yeah.
So, it would be really inappropriate in the States if an interviewer were to ask you personal questions, like if you have children, if you mm-hmm. have, you know, anything about your personal life, if you're married, all of those things would yeah. be off limits. So the same is kind of expected from you. If you wanted to mention that you're married or wanted to mention that you had kids, that would be up to you, but it would be inappropriate to ask someone else. So make conversation, be engaging, but only on the surface level, right. not beyond that. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So one more thing about the idea of balancing confidence and humility. We talked about, okay, you want to present yourself as confident, and that's a really big deal. And I think that one thing you can do is show that you're confident in your ability to learn things. So it's not just that you already know everything, but that you're willing to learn and you're able to learn. And even when you're talking about your past experiences, like Elizabeth said, you don't want to sound too too proud of those things. And so you can say things like, you know, hey, I see that you have a 4.0 or something like that. And you can say something like, yes, it was really important to me to get the most out of my education. I feel like that was a big opportunity and I didn't want to waste any of it. So that sounds like a person who's grateful, mm-hmm. who worked hard. You're not dismissing what you accomplished, but you're also demonstrating that it was hard work that allowed you to get there and support from other people, which are things right. an interviewer would appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are kind of our overall perspective on good things to keep in mind for an interview. So, Elizabeth, would you share some of your experiences with job interviews? Like, what type of interviews have you had? What are some things you wish you had done differently? Anything like that?
Yeah, I've had a few job interviews. I've worked in some very different fields. I've worked in offices. I've worked in food, as in a restaurant. And then I've also worked with teaching. So I've had different interviews for that. And I've also worked in a print shop, and, specifically for that one, for that interview, I really should have asked more questions because yeah. I was put in a situation I didn't expect to be put in. Basically in my job responsibilities, the business owners were in a transition. So I really, wished I had prepared for that one more yeah. and asking different questions of, maybe whose position I was replacing, what they were, having to do, and why I was being, interviewed for this job. So yeah, definitely more preparation on that one. And then, for other jobs, I had a phone interview for a job. That was a first for me. I hadn't been interviewed on a phone before or by phone. And I felt really, it was an unfamiliar situation for me.
Yeah.
It was, just being on the phone can be awkward for people. You can't really read the person on the other side. There's less, cues to go by mm-hmm. and, pauses on the phone may be a little bit more awkward, but for that one, I would recommend having notes ahead of time and taking notes even on the phone and mm-hmm. just saying, I'm taking notes. Could you give me just a moment? I think that's good.
Yeah.
And that shows that you're really thinking about it. It leaves a good impression with the interviewer as well.
And it gives yeah. you a minute to think. Sometimes yes. if you're not sure what to say right. next or.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good recommendation. So what are some questions that you typically ask in a job interview, if you can think of any? Or what are some yeah. good ones to ask?
So I will typically ask, who I'll be working with, and then what that dynamic is currently. And then asking about some things that the last person really did well in this job. So,
oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. So trying to figure out what has worked, even questions like that.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. So, Lindley, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
I know you've had some experience interviewing people. So, what tips or advice could you share or experiences from that?
Yes, I've interviewed people in several different settings. I interviewed some people for a teaching position and then other people to be caseworkers in a refugee resettlement agency. And so I feel like I was looking for slightly different things from different people. But overall, those tips that we mentioned at the beginning, those were things I really looked for. When people were confident, but also humble. And I felt like even if they didn't already know the specifics of this particular job, if I felt they could learn quickly, that really made a strong impression on me. I can think of one person who really stood out to me that I interviewed, and that was to be a caseworker at the Refugee Resettlement Agency. And in this interview, she really came in and I felt like she had a ton of questions. She was already really well informed. Basically, everything she could know from the internet, she knew. But she did a lot of confirming. So I've read this, this, this. Is that the case here? So it didn't seem like she was a know-it-all. She wasn't showing off. She seemed truly interested and truly curious to me. And so she was open about the fact that she really wanted a job, but she also approached it just as she was almost like researching the whole industry. And that was interesting. It changed the dynamic of the conversation, whereas typically I would ask a lot of questions and maybe the interviewee would ask a few. She was asking a lot of questions. And I feel like as a result, she ended up walking out with a much better picture of what the job would look like. Mm-hmm. And I had in the back of my mind that if I were to step out of that job or move on to something else, I thought she would make a great candidate for management. So from the very beginning, I kind of had her in mind for that kind of thing. And that was just from her interview skills. And after the interview, she wrote a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note, which really made a good impression. She was the only one that did that.
Okay.
And because she had done so much research, I got the impression that she had talked to other similar agencies. So I ended up moving up our hiring date because I didn't want to lose her. I felt like I better snag her before someone else does. So she made a good impression. And there are also, I've interviewed quite a few non-native speakers of English, and that can be tricky for both parties, I think. So some things that really stood out to me were when the person I was interviewing, if there was a word or a term that they were unfamiliar with, there were basically two approaches. Some people would just pretend that they understood it and try to move on with the interview, but it was really obvious to me that they didn't understand based on the look on their face or what they said after that. And then it was uncomfortable because I didn't feel able to just explain it to them because they didn't ask. And then another approach was just to ask me, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that. Could you explain what that is? And then I would explain it and the interview kept moving on smoothly. And even one person was jotting down some new terms. And so I thought to myself, okay, this person, they're still learning English, but I think it would be no problem because they seem really quick to learn. So that made a really good impression. So just being honest about what you're not familiar with, it seems like the best policy.
Yeah.
Usually people can tell when you don't know something and it can be a little bit awkward.
Right.
So that's some of my experiences with interviewing people. I'm trying to think of any particular instances where I have interviewed for a job and anything that stood out. I think you covered most of those things. I think if I were to interview for a job again, the asking questions thing, I think, is a really big component. So just doing some research ahead of time, coming in with information, and that shows that you are a learning, competent person. And I would say, in general, in the U.S., that is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That may be the case anywhere, but people expect people to be a self-starter, so I'm not waiting until I can ask other people about this information. I will find out as much as I can on my own first, and then asking what I can't find from another source. I found that when people ask about information that's readily available, it seems a little off-putting. Like, why didn't you do your research?
Right, yeah. Something you could have found out earlier.
Yeah. So all of these things relate to job interviews, but I think they would also relate to interviews for entry into a graduate program as well. I know that a lot of departments are interviewing people that they're considering bringing into their program. So I would think that these same, all of these same concepts apply. And as Elizabeth mentioned earlier, oftentimes these interviews, or at least a first interview, will be on Skype or on the phone. So in those cases, it may be even more important to be prepared and really have written out some of the things you want to say so you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for listening today. We're looking forward to hearing from Donna next week on tips for writing a CV or a resume and some information about the difference between the two of those. Be sure to check out our Instagram, English for Internationals, our website, EnglishForInternationalStudents.com, and we now have a Facebook page, so be sure to check that out as well.
We are always happy to hear from you. Feel free to leave a comment, email us if you think we missed something or you'd like to share an experience that you had. Please email us, comment on either Instagram, the website, Facebook, any of those.
Yes, we want to hear from you about what you want to hear on the podcast. So shoot us an idea about any interview you would like to hear or topic you would like us to cover. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.